Good morning and welcome to Apple a Day, Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness program, where we feature news and information you can use to live a healthier life. I'm Katie Johnson, your host, and my guest today is Dr. Christine Cabrera. You might know her from our walk-in clinic. She's been the medical director there since it opened in 2012, but she has made a move to our main clinic recently, and we'd like to find more about that from her today and also get some summer safety tips while she's in our company as well. So good morning, Dr. Cabrera. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit more about your recent move to the main clinic. What kind of appointments are you booking and when did this happen?
Well, I started working here June 12th and I'm working here 3 days a week.
Okay.
I'm board certified in family medicine, so basically I can see children, infants, and adults. We see anything from physicals to acute illnesses, injuries. Those are the basic things that we see here.
So a little bit of a change of pace for you from the walk-in clinic, I would imagine, taking scheduled appointments now and maybe still a lot of variety, though.
Right. And opportunity to see people on a repeat basis because they know when I'll be working. So
I'm sure that will.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm sure that will be nice to develop a little bit more of a relationship with your patients.
Exactly.
Perfect. Well, at the walk-in clinic, I know you saw a lot of common summer ailments. And because July happens to be UV safety month, I thought I'd start with problems related to too much sun. There are different kinds of UV rays. Tell us a little bit about what the different kinds are, where they come from, and the risks associated with them.
Well, sure. There are UVA, UVB, and UVC rays. The UVC rays are usually stopped by our ozone, so those aren't ones that typically affect us. But the other two certainly can give you anything from sunburns to, over time, developing skin cancer. And the best way to help prevent getting any problems with skin cancer or photoaging would be to wear sunscreen. And what you want to look for is a sunscreen that says it's broad spectrum, and that means it would cover both UVA and UVB rays.
So broad spectrum is the key word to look for. What about the numbers on sunscreens? Like, it seems like anywhere from 4 to 400 these days.
Yeah. The American Academy of Dermatology basically says that if you want to have skin protection from most of the UV rays, you need at least an SPF of 15.
Okay.
If you get an SPF, a sun protection factor of 15, it will prevent about 93% of the sun's rays from giving you a burn, getting into the skin or into the dermis.
Okay.
Anything lower than that, then you're not preventing or you're not you're still getting those UV rays down into the skin. An SPF just means that, so an SPF of 15 means that you would it would take 15 times longer to burn with that protection factor on.
Okay.
Versus not having it on.
Okay.
So an SPF of 15 prevents about 93% of the rays from coming through. An SPF of 30 prevents about 97% of the rays from coming through. And so most dermatologists are recommending an SPF of 30 when you're out, and if you're going to be out for any prolonged period of time.
And does that mean that if you go up to anything over 30, 50, or 100, are you really going to gain more than 97%, or is it kind of all equal from there?
If you go up to 50, you'll get 98% coverage, so you get a little bit more, but it also comes, it's, you know, thicker, harder to apply. You look white, you have that zinc oxide look, so there's, you know, some drawbacks to that,
sure.
too.
So. And reapplying is key no matter what, right?
Right, exactly. With any of them, anytime you're in the water, you should reapply as soon as you get out, or if you've been doing a lot of strenuous exercise and you're sweating, then you should reapply as well.
What about cancer? You mentioned cancer being one of the effects of overexposure to UV rays. What should we be looking for, or any other health conditions that we should be on the lookout for from exposure?
Well, the types of skin cancer that you can get from too much sun exposure, basal cell carcinomas, squamous cell carcinomas, the most concerning ones, melanomas, what you want to do is, if you already have moles, just be watching them. It's not a bad idea to do a skin check monthly and just see if any of the moles are changing appearance or changing colors. If you're noticing new spots that are showing up rapidly, also if they're bleeding or seem to, the skin seems to be more sensitive in that area, like if you touch it, it seems to bleed or break open, then I would get that checked out as well.
So other common dangers of the summertime that we associate with the sun as well, water-related dangers. Spending time at the lake presents some safety risks. As people spend time at the lake and around the water, what kind of advice do you have for families for staying safe?
Well, children who cannot swim, if they're going to be in the water, need to be closely monitored by an adult. They should really be within arm's length of where you are if you've got a young one that doesn't have any swimming skills at all. And good idea to have life jackets on as well. Same thing goes with boating or any water sports, making sure that you're wearing a life jacket. As far as for other things, they're fairly common sense. You know, if you're out in the water and you're doing water sports, please do not drink. We see deaths every year from drinking and combining water sports, water activities. So it's just a wise idea to save that for when you're on the sand or around the campfire.
Exactly. Like you said, it seems common sense, but yet we continue to see it happening. So never can be too many reminders. Fish hooks, a common thing we see too.
Yes, actually, in both summer and winter here in Minnesota.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, I have no advice about that. Just really try to be careful out there.
Yeah, exactly. Keep your eyes open. How about the heat? We haven't had much extreme heat yet this summer, but it's still early. We could have plenty. Heat-related illnesses can be a problem.
Yes, if you know that you're going to be outside when it's hot and humid, we're, you know, approaching 90s or 100, staying in shaded areas or trying to stay in air conditioning during the hottest parts of the day, and then making sure that you're staying well hydrated too. So that just means water for most people. If you're an athlete or you're a construction worker who's doing a lot of strenuous labor outside, then you may need to go to those electrolyte beverages. But for most of us, it just means staying well hydrated with water.
Mm-hmm. Well, the county fair is coming up next week, so I guarantee it's going to be hot. That's just always the barometer for me. We're going to have hot, sticky weather. Finally, bugs. Mosquitoes and ticks can really take some of the fun out of summer if we're not careful. Some advice for how to protect ourselves from those as well.
There are lots of different types of bug repellents out there. The most effective ones contain DEET, and so even from 4% to 100%, obviously with 100% you're getting more exposure to a chemical. Mm-hmm. But if you're staying in the range of 4 to 10, you're still going to get some good protection from ticks and from mosquitoes, and that's safe for families.
Tick removal is another question that comes up. When you've got a tick that's really latched on, do you have some advice for how to safely remove that, or when it's important that you have someone else take a look at removing it?
You know, getting a tweezers and getting as close to the bottom, the base of the head by the mouth parts, and pulling gently out will help. I've seen a lot of people do a lot of things over the years, from burning it to alcohol to different things too. But just grasping it and gently pulling out seems to be the best way. And if there are any tick parts left inside, you can just watch it and just make sure that it's not looking like it's getting infected. And if it does look like the skin's changing around that, then get in and be seen. Or if you're getting fevers or a rash after a tick bite, definitely get in and get seen.
And as far as the effects from mosquito bites, what are the things to watch for as warning signs that you might have a problem related to those types of bites?
It would be a severe headache, like the worst headache you've ever had. Fevers as well, vomiting too. Usually people who are getting the encephalitis or meningitis from West Nile virus are usually fairly sick. So it's not normally just body aches, like you are feeling extremely ill and not wanting to move from your bed, and it's pretty awful. If you're getting any of those symptoms, then definitely get seen right away or have somebody bring you in.
Well, great advice for summer safety. It's a short season in Minnesota, and obviously we want it to be a fun one, and taking some time to stop and think about protecting yourself and your family from the sun, in the water, in the heat, from the bugs and mosquitoes, all great advice. Because we'd rather see you in the doctor's office for other things, right?
That's right.
All right. Dr. Christine Cabrera, who is now taking scheduled appointments at our main clinic in the primary care department, third floor of the new clinic at Lake Region Healthcare, after spending several years in the walk-in clinic. So welcome to the main clinic, and thanks for spending some time with us today.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Christine Cabrera and Katie Johnson on Apple a Day today, reminding you there's so much to do here. Stay healthy for it. Have a great day.